Such a song, amen. How many love him? Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, you're so good. You are excellent. Amen. You are wonderful. Amen. Even as we look out there, Lord, the sunshine, oh, your breath upon us. Hallelujah. Oh, many mercies you have given to us from far and near. Oh, the church bells that are ringing in our hearts. Oh, to run to no other place but right in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, we say thank you for the week that has gone. Oh, in our working places, in our homes, in our businesses, wherever we have been, Lord, your grace has been always sufficient for us, Lord. Father, we thank you that this morning, oh, you have called us to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit all into your hands this moment to God. Oh, the Sunday schools up there and down here, Lord. Hallelujah. We commit all into your hands. Oh, come down, teacher. Come teach us, Lord, this morning by your word of God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be standing for a moment as we read our text? Let's look at Revelation 2, 14 and 15. Let's hear the word of God. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. 15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Shall we be seated? Yeah, we are still on our studies as we are trying to trace the deeds of the Nicolaitans as it started from the first church, the Ephesian church. We are tracing it through all the church ages, the work of the Nicolaitans. Amen. So, last week we were looking at, from the first church age, it was a deed. And then it traveled, overlapped into the second church age. And we saw that now they've formed a kind of what? A group in the church, you see, which the Bible called it the synagogue of Satan. So we could see that Jesus addressing Smyrna, he was addressing to two groups in the church, one to the true believers and one to that gathering, amen, who called themselves as Jews, but they weren't, called themselves as Christians, but they weren't. You see, so we see now, today we will see how it's going to the third church age also. So let's see what the the Lord has for us this evening, this morning. Amen. So we see that as last week we looked at it, the synagogue of Satan. Now the prophet said the word synagogue is not the same word as we use for church. In the Bible, the church means the called out ones or the summoned ones. You see. And then he quoted what the psalmist wrote, David wrote in the book of Psalms, Psalm 65, verse 4. He said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. You see. So, these are the called out people, as church means a called out. But now, let's look at what he said about synagogue, a synagogue, as we heard last week. But the meaning of synagogue is assembly or gathering. This can be good. Now, take notice of this, because we'll come on that. This could be good or bad. But in this case, it is bad. Amen. So there will be a group in a church, all right? Like we have here. We have the prayer warriors. It's a group. We have the evangelism group. We have the youth. But they are for what? Good purposes. Amen. But when it is for evil, then it's called the synagogue of Satan. See, so in Smyrna, you could see that there is a group in the church. The whole thing started just from Ephesus, just a deed saying and all those sort of things. And now they've come together and they are in the church now. See, so that assembly, that gathering, they have what? Evil thoughts. See. So let's listen to what is it. He said, but in this case, it is bad. For these are they whose assembling is not of God, but of their own selves. You see. As Isaiah said, behold, they shall surely gather together. Isaiah We can put it Isaiah 54:15. Said, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Amen. So that's what was happening in the church of Smyrna. So then we could see that this deed as we from Smyrna, let's see what happened to the church of Pergamos, the third church age. The prophet said, now, to get the real meaning of what we are about to go into, I must caution you to ever keep in mind that religion, as spiritual matters, if you like, is composed of two parts that intertwine, but are as opposite as black and white. Mm-hmm. As he said, keep it in mind that religion or spiritual matters is composed of what? Two parts. Amen. Religion and the spiritual world are made of two trees, which had their roots in Eden. Both the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil stood in the midst of the garden, and no doubt their branches what? Intertwined. Amen. Two separate trees, but their branches what? Intertwined. You see? They were two separate what? Trees. So that's the same in the Ephesian church. Is the same paradox. The church is made up of good and bad. Two vines make up the church. They are like the wheat and the tares growing up side by side. But one is true, the other is false. Now, God speaks to each one, and he will talk about each one. Amen. He will call them the church, and only the elect will really know which is the true spirit. Amen. Only the elect will not be deceived. Amen. Amen. I believe maybe... someone may be scratching his or her head at that time. And so here, do we have the same two groups here? Amen. You see, what the prophet spoke here, said the church is made up of good and bad. Two vines make up the church. They are like the wheat and the tares growing up side by side. One is true, the other is false. I think you know the parable of the good man that went out to sow good seed. And when men were asleep, another man also came and sowed tares amongst the good seed. And when Jesus was explaining this parable to the disciples later, he said the good man was Christ, or the Son of Man, God. And then the other man is the devil. Amen. And then he said the field is like the world. Amen. God bless you. The field is what? The world. Amen. Amen. So right now, right in this world, there will surely be a seed word church. And the church that is test. Praise the Lord. And so, We have two different world seats on this world now. Two different kind of world churches. There are many churches, but there are two different kind of churches. Amen. The seed world church, and then the tares. Praise the Lord. See, so that's how it is. So if we take ourselves to be a seed world church, that's why we are studying these things, as it happened in the church of Ephesus, that we'll be watchful. Praise the Lord. That a spirit of Nicolaitanism comes in here. Praise the Lord. See, so that if we are a seed church, we remain that way. So everyone is watchful. Praise the Lord. That we don't allow any Nicolaitan spirit to come in here. Everything is just by the word. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I had a call by a certain lady. And she said she's from South Africa. And she's in Dublin now. And he's going through this in the internet and found a number of churches. So he called me because she called me because the name Boateng, I was surprised. He said the name Boateng is a South African name. So she looked at the list and saw Boateng, so she thought I'm from South Africa, so she called me. I said, well, much as I know the name Boateng is a Ghanaian name, so if it's a South African name, that's really beautiful. So she said, then she said something that she's an evangelist. And, she has a gift of prophecy and all those sort of things or so. And she went to some church. It looks as if the Holy Spirit, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. So she wanted to know what we believed in. And I told her straight that, well, she said, we believe in the apostolic doctrine. Nothing short. What the apostolic word, apostolic doctrine, that's what we believe in. And so she says she will pay us a visit maybe next week. Amen. So I've not yet told Pastor, but I've told the church. I'm sorry anyway. Praise the Lord. So, as we believe that we are a seed word church, we stay by the apostolic doctrine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we are watchful. We are not going to allow any Nicolaitan spirit in here. Praise the Lord. So that's what it is. So when he said the church is made up of two, as good and bad, we want to be the good church. Amen. Amen. Because the world, the field is the world. So we are in the world now. There are what? Seeds that are growing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said he speaks to what? Both. He speaks to both. Amen. And it's true. Like the manifestation of the gifts, the tares also, they heal. They do a lot of what? They do everything. So he said, God said he will speak to both of them. And it's true, he's speaking to both of them. Amen. We are getting closer to what? Balaam. Because in Pergamos, you see how this thing that started very small from Ephesus became a group in the second church, Smyrna. Now when it came to Pergamos, look at it now. They have what? The doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of Nicolaitans, as we read. See how the church is getting dimmer and dimmer. Amen. See. So, the prophet said, I want to carry these thoughts all the way through So let us go a step further. Have you ever studied the history of revivals? Now, a revival signifies a move of God in power. And every time God moves, Satan is there to move also. It never fails. Amen. You see. So you could see that when the children of Israel, they were in Egypt, as the prophet said, they were a people of God while they were in Egypt. But when they were called out, they were called out to become what? The church of God. So the revival that called them out, amen, it carried along what? The mixed multitude together with them. So the prophet, that's what the prophet said. A revival signifies the move of God in power. And every time God moves, Satan is there to move along also. Amen. So the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, it carried another what? Another group alongside, the mixed multitude. And when we all know that it was because of this mixed multitude that caused what? Israel to sin. The prophet quoted it here as Exodus 12:38. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and the very much cattle. And then go to Numbers 11, 4-6. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, you see. And the children of Israel also wept, see. That group that went along with them. See. Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish. That's the mixed multitude. See what they were doing. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. You see, this is a lie. The way how you were being subjected. Look at what they were lying. The way how they are lying here. Which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlics. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Look at that. See. So, it was in the church of Ephesus. So way back, the prophet said, way back there in the early church, it was a very short period after Pentecost, the false vine got intertwined itself around the true vine. Just like what? When Israel was moving away from Egypt, the mixed multitude went along with them. See, said the same thing back there in the early church. The false vine got intertwined itself around the true vine. And we find these deeds in the Nicolaitans. And that spirit is going to be found fighting the true vine until it's destroyed by God. So it will go through the whole church ages. Until finally, it will be destroyed by what? By God. Now, in this Pergamos age, the Lord denounces two doctrines which he hates. The doctrine of Balaam, which brought idolatry and sinful excess to Israel at Baalpeor, and the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which had been the deeds in the Ephesian church age, combine this denouncement with the fact that he has been emphasizing Pergamos as the seat of what? Satan. And he said it's very easy and proper to conclude that somehow the religion of Babylon has become intermingled with Christianity. See, the prophet said, if you take away the word of God and the moving of the Spirit as a means of worship, then you will have to give the people another form of worship, a substitute. See, if you take away the word of God and the moving of the Spirit as a means of worship, praise the Lord, nothing is going to move the word of God from here, the moving of the Spirit. No, sir. Amen. Because he said, if you move it away, you have to give the people something else, a substitute. And the prophet said, the substitution spells Balaamism. Mm-hmm. Amen. So if we are going to understand what the doctrine of Balaam is in the New Testament church, we will had better go back and see what it was in the Old Testament church and apply it to that third age and then bring it up to the present. You see. So if we will understand the doctrine of Balaam, the prophet said we go back to the Old Testament and look at what actually it was. Amen. And then we can trace it even to this, our present time. I think we have only 2 minutes. Let me just read this one so that next week I'm not here, but he said, the story is found in Numbers chapter 22 through to 25. Now, we know that Israel were the chosen people of God. They were the Pentecostals of their day. They had taken refuge under the blood. They had all been baptized in the Red Sea. And they came up out of the water singing in the Spirit and dancing under the energy of the Holy Ghost, while Miriam, the prophetess, played her tambourine. Well, after a certain time of journeying, these children of Israel came to Moab. You remember who Moab was? He was the son of Lot by one of his own daughters. And Lot, in turn, was a nephew of Abraham. So Israel and Moab were related. I want you to see that. You see. So Israel came to the borders of Moab and sent messengers to the king saying, we are brothers. Let us pass through your land. If our people or our animals eat or drink anything, we will gladly pay for it. And we know the story from that place. The king Balak refused, and then he went to look for a prophet to come and curse what? The children of Israel, and that is Balaam. Amen. And I want to just read this one quickly before we just turn it off. And we know how Balaam went to God and asked permission if he could just go and do the work of Balak, but God refused. And then went the second time, and God said, go. And we know that it was what? The permissive will. It wasn't the perfect will of God. Amen. So already let's stop here. So you know that Balaam religion or Balaam doctrine is what? It's a permissive will. It's not the perfect will of God. So if anything is flourishing in Pergamos at that time, it was all what? A permissive will of God. It wasn't the perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. So you could see that the church made up of two groups, the good and bad. He said you speak to both. Praise the Lord. And you know Balaam, he prophesied one of the greatest prophecy. Amen. The coming of Jesus Christ, even he prophesied it. You see, but he was working on what? On the permissive will of God, not the perfect will of God. But everything was what? So that's what we have now. The world has two groups. Amen. Amen. We have the true church and the false church. Amen. But God is speaking to both. And they are doing what? Right wonders. So the doctrine of Balaam, yes. Well, we'll stop here, Lord willing, when the Lord gives us another time. Amen. Next 2 weeks, we will continue. Amen. God richly bless. Do you love him? Amen. Oh, today, we are going to rejoice today in the house. Amen. Already it has started. So let's pray for the song leader and the musicians. Amen. That they come and they lift up the church into an atmosphere that the Spirit of God will just come down. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We are now coming. We want to worship you now. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name. Oh, you deserve it, to God. So, Lord, we commit our song leader into your hand, the musicians, the instruments, our lips, our hands, everything. We want to worship you this morning. Just, Lord, turn your ears and listen to our worship this morning. So that, Lord, you come in down and bring your word to your servant this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.